Get in the van!
Get in the van! Little Red King. With the Little Red King.
Little Woo! Red King. Woo! Get in that blue van.
Energy.
My name is Jason, and I'm in the back of the van doing a Sudoku puzzle.
I'm Joe, and I'm in the front of the van cutting everyone's hair.
Oh. My name's Craig, and I'm using the roadmap.
My name's Ben. I'm cooking an all-day brunch in a can.
Ben, you have surpassed yourself.
Hey! Benny knows what a podcast is. Benny,
it's the world of make-believe.
There it is.
Benny just went, oh, I get this
you
shit.
Won. You just make shit up. Fuck it, I'm going to start cooking an all-day brunch.
Yeah. Douglas?
I'm Dougie. I'm just in the back working on promo material at the moment.
Nice.
Wait.
Ben.
Wait, nobody's driving.
That's true.
Ben, you have set the bar high for yourself. You've come steaming in with something there that was golden.
It's taken 5 hours.
Yeah.
So
30 podcast episodes.
Okay.
Best and worst.
Best and worst. Physical features.
Not mental features.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So this could go one of two ways. It could be
Well, this is
serious.
Karen and Sharon.
This is very
Because anyone
Sharon.
Listening to this now who might feel that that's their worst feature will maybe after this think, well, you know what, that might be my best feature.
Yeah, that oozing pustule on the back of my knee. I now like that.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah. That micro penis that I've been hiding every time I get changed, I'm now going to show because Little Red Kings have all got micro penises.
Speak for your fucking self.
I'm missing half of mine.
Episode one.
How are we doing it? Best first, worst first?
What do you think?
Both?
What do you think? Yeah, just fly around the room and say what you think is your worst feature and what you think might be your best feature.
And why?
It's tricky, isn't it?
It is tricky.
It's tricky. I've got
strangely enough, my best and worst is the same thing.
Let's start with Craig.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to start with me. But
no, you've
done it now.
You kick your way in there.
Okay. My best and worst is my body.
Okay, that's quite broad.
Well,
quite
it
broad.
Is, but growing up, and we've talked about this previously, I've been skinny. All my life. And as a kid growing up and into my 20s and things, horrifically skinny.
Hairy.
And always wore larger size clothes to hide it.
Oh.
And as time has gone on and fashion has changed, now skinny is a thing to be.
Not.
You know, I'm not saying it's the end thing, but certainly being skinny
all
now
larger
isn't
people out there. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But I find now I'm very happy that
it's
I am
okay,
slight.
It's skinny, yeah.
Yeah. So I hated it.
Yeah.
And now I love it.
I'll just cross mine off then because it's quite similar to what I was going to say for one of mine.
Okay.
But that's fine.
I think my worst feature. Has anyone noticed when I'm like resting, I overbite. I sit like this. Anyone notice that?
No.
I should put my jaw forward because I haven't really got a chin, have I?
Well, I didn't like to say.
But I haven't.
Just trying to have a look. I mean,
it's kind of all neck to mouth.
You've got a chin, but not much of a jaw.
Yeah.
I think.
There is a reason for that.
It got punched off.
Nope. When I was a toddler, I used to suck my thumb and I couldn't shake that habit either. And as I was getting older, I had fucked up teeth, so I had to go to the proper orthodontist at the hospital. And he noticed this and he said, from sucking your thumb from an early age to like
13.
Yeah, 13. No. You've pushed your jaw back, and as part of my braces, I had this overnight retainer thing, which was like I had two lumps of plastic on, which shoved my jaw forward. but it still didn't really work. So
what, your bottom or your top jaw?
My bottom. It's pushed back from
top
hat.
Jaw.
From,
can't move.
From like oh, pushing
from
on
linking
it.
Up in there.
It's like your skull goes back.
As it's growing, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought maybe...
Yeah.
Yeah, pushing.
Mm. I see. Because I used to suck my thumb. As
yeah. Deformed the growth of my bottom jaw.
I did that a lot. All the time, suck my thumb. But I stopped myself... I just took it upon myself to wear gloves in bed because I wanted to stop.
Yeah, so Mum used to paint stuff on my nails and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it tasted horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Grew out of it
I
last
just wore
year.
A glove and that worked quite quickly. Yeah. But yeah. I mean.
So that's that. And I'm always conscious of it and I'm always sitting like this.
Trying to correct it.
Just pushing it as far forward as I can.
Never noticed that.
I've done that. No. I mean, again, Karen Sharon, Joe.
Nice.
Should I do my best?
You mentioned it. Yeah.
So all of my exes, I suppose.
You guys full Squidward with this, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
No. All of my exes have always said, "I've got really nice eyes."
Oh,
Jesus. Oh,
this is the sweetest thing I have ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's how I get him in a bed.
Yeah. Oh, you've done your... Are we going to go around again? Because this is going to be quick otherwise. You better have some other fucking juice, you two.
I don't know.
What shall I say about me? Much like Craig said, we did a whole episode on that, didn't we? Mm. Saying how thin we were. And then... And then I was okay with it. And I couldn't give a toss now. I couldn't literally give a toss. And I like being thin now.
Yeah.
I sort of like the feeling of it.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's weird. And I want to always maintain that now I'm getting a bit of a belly. But I do have, these always used to really piss me off as a young boy. If you look at my wrists, I think they are. I don't know if it's just my head. I think they're really fucking thin.
Can't see them.
Is that just my imagination? But I've always been, when I look at my wrists, I think.
Mine are thinner than yours.
They are the thinnest fucking wrists.
Here, put my watch on.
Like ankles and wrists, I think I've got really super thin ankles and wrists. But it might be one of those things that you just imagine in your head.
You can see the indentation.
No, but look at my wrist.
Doesn't look.
You don't think that looks thin?
You can see the indentation of the one I wear it on.
This is a good test.
This is going to be weird if it's not. It'll freak me out because I've always assumed I've got really thin wrists. I don't hide them, but I'm always aware of it. Which one, Joe?
You'd be able to feel it. You see the bend in it.
I've got the same wrists as you.
You see, you are normal.
You're fucking having that, ain't you?
Like,
you are.
I fucking bit love this watch. You thin wrist prick. What the fuck?
You haven't.
You end.
Oh, look.
No.
Is it because it's longer, though? Because...
Well, your wrist doesn't start out halfway up your arm.
Yeah, but I think mine do. I think they're an inch longer, wrists and ankles. That's it. Look.
Okay, his forearm goes right down to his hand.
See?
Whereas yours starts halfway up your arm.
Yes. And I've got the same with my ankles. I've got longer ankles and wrists than most people.
Okay.
And that is a condition.
Yeah, it does look. That looks really long now.
There you go.
For sake. Okay. Yeah. They're not thin; they're just long.
Yeah, you long-wristed fucking prick.
Yeah. My cousin had the same, and I remember we talked about it with kids, and he said, "Oh, yeah, that's AIDS. He's clever. No, it's some genetic thing that comes from some race or something. An extra inch or two in the ankle and wrist
can't be an extra inch or two.
So that's my worst, my weird long wrists. If you properly look down, look at that. Okay. best feature I think is artificial, and it's my teeth. So they're not so much anymore, but maybe in my 30s, because Joe said he had braces or something, and I did have extensive orthodontical work because they were fucked up, like big goofy fucking teeth all wrong. And I had top and bottom sets for years. So, and that made
you say they're artificial. That's not artificial. They're your teeth.
They're my teeth, but you know, I wasn't born with them.
You didn't take them out at night, do you?
You weren't born with them.
No. Well, no, I had them all set.
Braces is still, yeah, it's not artificial.
No, no, but I wasn't.
But you weren't born in that shape?
No. Mm. I had, I think, 6 teeth taken out at the back, and then these were aligned to push back into those spaces because they sat right fucking forward. So they made all that space by taking out these teeth. I think it's 6, I think 4 from the top and 2 at the bottom, and then pushed them all back in.
Could you eat an apple through a tennis racket?
Yeah, I could. I could once, yeah. and then now start to just move a bit as your face changes. I notice like the bottom ones are crossing over again now. But they were, through my 20s and 30s, just like drawings of teeth. It's like, wow, those fuckers are straight. Because, you know, so that's it. That's me.
I couldn't pick a worse feature. I had 2. So I'm going to go with the less funny of the 2 because I've got quite a funny story about the other one.
Okay.
But for me personally, the one that I struggle the most with, no, the one that I did struggle the most with and now I'm not overly bothered is my height.
Well, what do you mean?
Being 5 foot potato. as my first girlfriend's friend said when it was who are you dating, is that the one who looks like he should be taller?
Okay.
That's cruel.
I don't think she meant it cruelly. I think that's... Yeah, that was just one of those... When you're growing up, it's quite hard. I spent a lot of time getting bullied because you're
a
small kid.
I imagine so, yeah. That's something you can't really hide, like my weird wrists.
And you can't change.
No.
No, but it's very much, I think, why I've ended up fiery like I am now, because I assume that everybody's going to beat me before I beat them. So now I just fly at people. Finish it before it starts.
Okay. They call that something, don't they?
Small man syndrome.
Yeah. They do, Joe.
You're not. We're similar heights, aren't we?
Yeah, because you're really fucking taller. Short too, Joe.
Yeah.
You're slightly taller.
I've never really had a.
I just spent my childhood getting bullied.
Yeah. And once you get bullied, then it becomes a thing.
But I managed to get bullied at different schools because we moved every 3 years and I just moved to a new school and get bullied.
Yeah. Hey, look at this new kid.
He's small. Get
him.
He looks
like Kim Jong.
what? Kim Jong. what?
But I'm not overly bothered about my height anymore.
No, you shouldn't be.
It's just that thing.
No.
Yeah, fuck it.
Spotlight on live music, part 2.
Yes. Nice.
Big ending. Another thing that we share is you guys, obviously you're doing it right now, but you play acoustic. Is that, I don't know. I mean, we love doing that as well. We play electric and we play acoustic. And I have to say right now with what's happening with COVID and all that, it's proven to be, really great for us because we are only playing acoustic right now. So, I mean, I'm glad we did that. Is that something you all love doing, or are you like us where some of you absolutely hate it?
I think
I tell the truth.
I don't think that was the plan. turn over acoustic just because of the current COVID situation. I don't think that was I think some of the songs obviously lend to being acoustic as opposed to being electric, but it's turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
Because we haven't played any of the newer songs electric at all.
Oh, I see. No. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you never know, won't you?
But I absolutely love sitting on this little wooden box.
Yeah, we should say that Paul is sitting on a cajon, which I think I can go as far as to say all drummers hate playing a cajon.
Yeah.
I can say that. It's not the same, is it?
Definitely not. No.
It's all right for Richard sitting there singing and blah. I mean, I love doing the acoustic. I really do. But, yeah.
Well, Richard's an old hippie, that's what.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with an old hippie.
No, true.
I was there first time round.
Yes.
Well, I think it's really good. I mean, I love doing both, and I think you guys do it really well as well. You know, I've seen you electric and I've seen you acoustic, and both things have, have great aspects about them. What do you think you gain in acoustic, and what do you think you perhaps lose anyone?
I think you gain a little bit of discipline more than you do on acoustic than you do electric wise. I think gives you a bit of a chance to have a wild thrash, but
yeah,
I think you really need to be a bit more controlled,
yeah.
But no, it's turned out pretty good, actually. Yeah,
you can't hide with acoustics.
You can't hide now. Buzzers and they're all in there.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
Yeah, but no, we're enjoying it. It's come out all right.
Fantastic. Well, can we hear another song?
Yes.
I mean, we don't have to.
We're waiting for our leader to tell us which one it is.
John?
John?
You ought to be boss tonight.
Sorry? You are?
You ought to be the dominant male tonight.
I'm the giver.
He does say that. Oh, he does look very dominant.
Yeah.
We're going to do a song with another. Great story to it, but that could take a while to tell you that one.
Hey, we got all night. I'm good. I've got myself a drink here. I've got a little bag of salted peanuts. I'm living the dream here. Yeah.
And it's called Gentleman Soldier, and it's a waltz.
Beautiful.
I wish I could dance, hope to romance and dream in a beautiful ballroom a long time ago. An elegant lady holding on to my arm in my best uniform. Like a gentleman soldier after fighting a war, who could ask for more? I wish I could talk about my hero. Would shine as would my love for her. My lady who laughs aloud, spinning me round like a gentleman soldier after fighting a war. Thank you.
I had a right old buzzer.
Beautiful.
There.
That was beautiful. Wow. Really nice.
But my other one is my little toes. So.
Well, your toes are a fucking mess. Yeah. From kickoff.
But I'm not happy with my feet, but my little toes especially. Runs in my mum's side of the family. My sister's got them. It's got this funny little toe that's not. It's there, but it's not really there. It's just right. Like this little fucking lumpy thing. At least the rest are kind of toes. It's just this weird little thing on the. But I've got a.
That does happen in stocky people, though. That does happen.
Crushed.
They don't have long.
What's the thing where
toes, and then the small one becomes like, wow, is that even a toe?
What's the thing when people for a little while were born with like webbed hands?
Webbed hands.
Norfolk.
they call it webbed hands.
My grandma had that, so she's had,
oh really?
Her hands and feet are a bit funny where they were cut badly, but that's kind of gone through into we've got those feet and this little toe that's just kind of like.
So you got flippers.
Yeah, not quite, but yeah, that's why I'm good at swimming. but without going into too much detail, I've got a little bit of athlete's foot at the moment, which is the joy of sports in the summer. Oh. And the other day I was doing a bit of powder, keeping them dry and stuff. And this little toe on my right, the whole nail just fell off.
Oh, your feet are a mess. What if it is athlete's foot? Like itchy?
Yeah.
A little bit itchy.
So it's just moist. It's like a fungal infection.
It's just where you're sweating in socks.
Air them out.
What socks are you fucking wearing?
Sports socks.
It's socks.
Because I tell you what, I've got a couple of pairs of socks in my drawer. If I put them on, I get really itchy, weird feet because they're like a kind of a shiny material. I'm now vowed never to wear them ever again. If I wear cotton socks.
Are they still
socks,
in your drawer? Have you binned them?
No, I've binned them.
All right.
But there's a couple and they feel like they run silky against each other. Yeah, kind of like acrylic-y. So wear natural materials.
I just get it in the summer because it's playing sport in the summer.
I'm deep.
Yeah, we're sharing. You're an expense. So
just getting.
Do you wear socks to bed?
Fuck no.
Oh, good.
No, it's literally just during the summer playing football and rugby.
Yeah,
and
I get it every few months just to get. You can feel a burn.
Yeah.
And you're like, powder. And but, then a few days ago.
What kind of powder?
Athlete's foot powder, yeah, and you just fucking put, or you get it's a spray. Like I've got sprays as well to put on there.
This is going to make us massive, this podcast. Let's go and watch that cool rock and roll band with the athlete's foot.
it's not even the little toe that's got athlete's foot. Just I was sort of
can't wait and for a fucking athlete's foot spray sponsor.
Yeah. Help these guys out.
What product do you use?
This is a good point. Do you know the maker's name?
No.
Oh, no. That would be great.
Dr. Scott.
I don't pay that much attention to my athlete's foot powder.
That would be amazing.
It's a yellow can. If you're listening, sponsor us.
Yeah, we could do with that. I mean, we are very, very. We're open to, what's the word? We are very negotiable.
Yes.
That's the word. So, Dr. Scholes, if you're listening.
Or even not negotiable, just come help us.
Yeah. Give us money.
And my best feature is just the whole of me.
Your whole?
Your whole.
The whole in you.
Yeah. What's your best?
I don't really know.
Rather
I thought you were going to say your beard. Because you're pretty proud.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah, it grows a very thick beard.
It's a super beard.
Yeah.
You had that for 13, didn't you?
Yeah, I started shaving at 11.
God. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. Mum made me.
You want to grow a beard?
Before I joined the band, I voted for you because you won a competition, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Some sort of beard competition.
Yeah.
Go and have a photo shoot and all sorts.
Grinder, wasn't it?
Grinder, yeah.
Ben, Benny's on two fire. Come on, Benny.
Two zingers in one shot.
Uh-huh.
He's a changed man.
Yeah, I'll go beard.
Yeah.
I'm just pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's good, man. You've travelled a long way.
Not upwards.
No. I can't wait for this. Hit us, Benny.
Where do you start?
Where do I
then?
Start?
Where do you bloody
it's good,
start?
It's good
shop. I'll this, say a couple for
good
you.
Shop. This is just,
this is just on the radio. Best or worst to start?
Let's go for worst. Just give me 5 minutes, don't think.
So we're all caring in here, Ben.
Yeah. Let's go for And which one's worse? I don't know. My ears. Can't see them now, but my ears. They stick out a bit.
No, we can.
Shut up. I suppose. They stick out a little bit.
They do a little bit.
They do a little. Yeah. A little bit. Not horrifically.
Only when you wear hats wrong.
As long as you don't push the hat down, you're fine.
Ben once wore a hat on stage.
And it looked great until we left him alone with it, and then he pushed it down.
And he pushed it down the back of his head, and then there's a photo of him on stage, and it's like, what the fuck is this? It's like the fucking Disney character or something. One of the dwarves.
Dumbo.
But you wouldn't normally notice them.
No. I'll pin them back for you if you want, mate.
That is what they do.
Yeah, go on,
man. Yeah. That is what they do, isn't it? They pin them back.
Yeah.
This chap in hospital, when I was in hospital, he was having his ears done, and they'd like, stitched them to the back of his head.
Together.
Yeah. Just put a staple between the two of them. So, that.
Right, what is your best feature, Benny? I mean, just one. Just one for now.
Just one. My left knee, because it clicks less than my right.
You are quite clicky, so that could be serious. Because Benny's quite clicky.
What?
Do some more of that in front of the mic. That's horrible.
That's climbing. Ben's full on climbing.
Nah, he's always clicky.
He just flicked his wrists.
He just moved his hands, and that sounded like someone shaking a bag of marbles. That's not nice. And that's your best feature.
Yeah, what's your best feature?
Because if you're going out on dates, I wouldn't open with that.
No. Say, what, my left knee? Look, it doesn't click.
Yeah, it's just like,
no, that's not attractive.
Where are you from?
And then this one goes, oh, it doesn't do it.
Wow. I mean, this is good radio stuff.
Has an ex-girlfriend ever said to you, you know, what I like about you, like Joey's
eyes?
It's your personality.
Betty, you're all over this now. I'm making shit up.
There must be something about you. Like, I mean, I can say a few things which you've got that are very nice indeed.
Oh, go on then.
You've got a great, really flat, muscular stomach, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great body.
Yeah, it's like he's got like a sort of six pack thing,
mm-hmm.
Which is something.
Not really.
Okay. Go again.
Keep him coming.
Have you told him about his left knee? I've heard it's not as clicky.
I mean, that's all I've got for now. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you got a good body.
Thanks. There we go. My body.
There you go.
He's got a classic face, though. A bit of a Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Symmetrical.
Yeah.
Handsome face.
Kind of an old 40s, 50s face.
Uh huh.
Thanks.
Hello, dear.
Hollywood star.
I think it's all thanks.
What's right?
Thanks.
You're welcome.
He doesn't like us saying this.
No.
Makes him uncomfortable. It's made him feel uncomfortable.
I think he
thinks
we're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
I don't know if he's maybe just aroused.
Slightly.
Yeah, you're an attractive man. Donna likes you.
Yeah.
You're an attractive man.
Go on, Benny.
You're in there. You're really not. Like
that. So that is sharing.
And caring.
And caring. About best and worst features.
And if you're listening to this, take a moment.
Yeah.
And think about yours.
And think about what you hate about yourself. Yeah. Focus on that.
Concentrate on it.
And one day you will be like us.
Yeah.
And email us at podcast@littlerakings.com.
Some pics.
With some pics of your best features.
It's a bit like embarrassing bodies. Can you remember that on telly?
Oh, man. Yes. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I mean, I never understood that.
No.
I was all a series four.
There was, I was in school when that, I remember watching it, and one of the teachers was on there for a Gammy Fanny.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stop it.
She was hot as well.
That never happened.
Yeah.
What? How much did they pay? It's not worth any amount of money if you're a teacher to go on there with a Gammy Fanny?
I don't know.
Joe!
It was. I remember all the boys were like,
wait, you got a Gammy Fanny.
Miss.
What? You said her name.
I made that.
Care-ass.
Well, she went on. No! She went on thingy. Because they always go on there, then they go, I'm so embarrassed.
Embarrassing bodies on Channel 4.
I can't go and see the doctors. Yeah.
Wait! Wait, look at this, kids! Look at my arsehole! What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's a teacher.
Yeah. She actually married, her name isn't Miss. She married the PE teacher called Miss. So her name's now Miss. Hey.
I think hey. I might have to beep some
did,
of that
did
out.
They cure her?
I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember it was Gammy.
What was wrong with it?
A bit like athlete's foot of the
fanny. Oh my.
Why did you ask?
How much would you have to be paid? Because I assume they pay them. I assume they pay them
I
well.
I guess it's free consultation, isn't it? So if they can fix them.
Well, she would go to them. You just go to, yeah, doctor, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe. Gammy Fanny's got to be easy to fix.
Don't keep saying it.
No, I'm enjoying it. Have you seen Naked Attraction as well?
Yeah.
Where they just show the body parts. I mean, those people are really ballsy.
I know.
Well, aren't they?
I know someone that went on there.
Oh, Joey.
Male or female?
Female.
Because that, I love that show. That's great, isn't it? You just go, there you go. Have a look at that. What do you think of that? It's not always great either, is it?
No.
No.
You know?
No.
Confidence.
Yeah.
If I lose a couple of pounds, I might fucking go on there, you know?
What are you going to lose a couple of pounds for?
I just feel better about myself.
Get on there.
Should I do it? Should this be it?
Apply, yeah. All right, do it. What's the worst that can happen?
I don't know if you're allowed to smoke on that show.
How long you got to stand there for?
Yeah, too long for you to have a fire. Now poke hilarious that move. As the fucking curtain comes. Token on a rollie.
Well, I smuggle that in.
All right, boss.
I think you should apply for that. That would be very funny. Yeah. That's it then. That's physical features. And I think let's put a little sheen on it.
Yep.
Don't matter what you look like, really, does it?
Nah.
No.
You know, it's all good because everyone's different.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And everyone's got bits about them that they aren't too sure
and
the about.
Everyone
that,
has.
And the people that you think are brimming with confidence and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, they themselves hate themselves in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even on podcasts like this, some of us in this room wouldn't have said our true worst things. I'm sure some
What's your true worst thing, Jason?
I got a Gammy Fanny. let's end it on Gammy Fanny.
Yeah. Yeah. Fanny.
See you later.
Good title for the podcast.
Bye.
Gammy
Fanny.
Gammy Fanny.
Gammy Fanny. Gammy Fanny.
Have you heard of Shol? We sure have. Since their humble beginnings in a Chicago shoe shop, their purpose has always been clear, to help the world think differently about their feet. And that hasn't changed, and it never will. It is through helping people understand why they should care for their feet that they inspire them to act. As they champion healthy feet, they champion the benefits they bring with them. Freedom, agility, and a can-do attitude. And that's why we, as a band, use Scholl's Athlete's Foot Powder. It contains Tolneftate Antifungal, one of the most effective medications available without prescription for destroying athlete's foot fungi. In severe cases, we use it in conjunction with Scholl's Athlete Foot Spray or Cream. It just gives us peace of mind to play our blend of rock and roll carefree from the problem of athlete's foot. Come on, guys. Now my athlete's foot's cleared up, let's play some music at a concert. You've been listening to the Little Red Kings podcast. Contact us at podcast@littleredkings.com. We are currently looking for a show sponsor, so drop us an email at podcast@littleredkings.com and let's talk about it.